Yesterday we talked about mind control and the techniques that have been perfected to control the minds of our children, and we suggested several books, Mass Control and Mind Control by Jim Keith, who died under very serious circumstances shortly before his publisher died under very mysterious circumstances shortly before his wife died under very mysterious circumstances. And, of course, the publishing house that put out his books, simply disappeared. And we're indeed fortunate to have these books. We do have these government hearings, the church committee hearings on MK Ultra, the horrible experiments that were done on Americans, many times without their knowledge, behavioral modification, government studies. We have, of course, the Rockefeller Committee reports. So many things on the things that have been done to teach people to how to control the minds of the American people. It was recently announced that the Bush administration was investing $1.5 billion on mind control to get the people behind their programs. Whose money are they investing? They're using our tax money to convince us that we should support them to spend our tax money for things that are totally unnecessary. Most of them indeed are. And, of course, one of the other things is they've targeted the minds of our children. You know, one of the tragic things is, somebody once said what a terrible tragedy is to waste a human mind. We send our kids to school for 12 years, not to learn, but to be indoctrinated, not to understand what the world is about, but to have their belief in God and family and country eroded, and they become citizens of the world. They believe in world government. They believe in the danger of environmentalism. And certainly they are turned against God. And that's the purpose of our educational system, is to indoctrinate our children. It's not that, oh my goodness, it's, you know, if you don't aren't a liberal when you're 20, you have no heart, and if you're still a liberal when you're 40, you have no brain. It is that the purpose of education is to alter the perception of the child. The tyrants have realized this. Adolf Hitler realized it. John Dewey, who was the father of American education, you understood that. Certainly Lenin and Stalin both realized the importance of education, as did Chairman Mao. And so did the great tax-exempt foundations in the United States that financed and helped finance the communist movement, both in Russia and in China. If you doubt that, you need to go to American Deception, a website that is put up by our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, and read the entire text of the Reese Committee hearings that were held in 1953 and 1954. And you say, why go back that far? Well, very simply, because they have blocked any further investigation into how the great tax-exempt foundations financed communism and financed socialism and took over our educational system a full half century ago. And now if you really want a little shorter version than the thousands of pages that are involved, we do carry a book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written by Rennie Wormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations. But we're indebted to Charlotte Isabey for putting that up on a new website. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you?
Good morning, Stan. I'm fine. Do you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. How many pages are there in the Reese Committee report?
There are 1,800.
And you actually went out and you bought one of the last sets of the Reese Committee report, put out by the United States Congress back in, 1954, 1955. You actually we would have it available to us.
Well, yes, it's terribly important. I'd always had it on my mind, being an education researcher and knowing Norman Dodd and his tremendous concern about the tax-exempt foundations' influence, the money that they spent to absolutely destroy our academic education system and replicate the Soviet system, which is happening right now.
Charlotte, I want you to tell them who Norman Dodd was, because remember...
Yep.
We have a lot of listeners out there who have never heard of Norman.
That's right. Probably not. I guess you and I and a few others, we just figure everybody knows Norman Dodd as being one of the greatest patriots the country has ever had. But most people, how would they know him? I found, you know, I talk to people now about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, young people, and they're nice, you know, they want to know, but they never heard of him.
Sure, well,
you know, this is the, what did Orwell call it, the black memory hole or whatever. But anyway, Norman Dodd was a very brilliant and patriotic American citizen with a fine education. He was Yale University, and when it was fine, sort of. And then he worked on Wall Street, I believe, for the Morgan Bank, and he understood the cause of the depression, the Great Crash, and he was called down to be the principal investigator for this congressional investigation, which was the Reese Committee investigation of the tax exempt foundations, and he was deeply involved. And I think the one quote that most of your listeners certainly are familiar with is when he visited New York, and the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither, in just a few words, explained to him that the foundations were not exactly on their own in how they spent their money, but because they got their instructions from the White House, and those instructions, that was under Dwight Eisenhower, mind you, who signed the first agreement with the Soviets 5 years later. But anyway, they got their instructions from the White House to basically use their money to change America to such an extent it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union. That's a shocker, you know, for people out there who haven't heard it, but it happens to be true. And, you know, so, I became a friend of, not a close friend, but I had met with Norman Dodd two or three times. And being interested in education and the fact that the foundations, their primary goal, basically, I believe, was to destroy the American education system, to infiltrate it with communists and socialists. And they've done that through the years, over the past 50 years, certainly, more, perhaps. And I think Norman Dodd, when Ronald Reagan signed the agreement with Gorbachev in 1985, Norman Dodd really flipped out, and because he knew it was coming, and many people at that time were aware of the hearings. I knew Robert Morris pretty well, who was the during the Senate committee hearings on communism in the schools. He knew Bella Dodd, all of these people, so we were aware, and certainly Norman Dodd was aware because of his role in the Reese Committee investigation of the role of the communists and the tax-exempt foundations, which had been totally infiltrated, in changing our education system to the Soviet system. You see, Norman Dodd was one of the few who would clearly saw that.
All right, now, for our listeners, Norman Dodd was the director of research for the Reese Committee, which was actually created by the 83rd Congress in 1953 to investigate the Rockefeller, the Ford, the Carnegie foundations, and the other great tax-exempt foundations, because China went communist in 1949, and the American people, you know, wanted to understand why China had gone communist. They had fought the Second World War, you know, to bring freedom and democracy to the world. At least that's what they told the people, and that's how they mobilized the country. We were fighting fascism and the wicked Japanese, but you know, we were fighting to give the people of the world the right of self-determination. And then at the end of the Second World War, American foreign policy put an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek. He couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. We did everything we could to undermine Chiang Kai-shek and bring the communists to power, just exactly as today we're doing everything we can to undermine the king of Nepal and bring the communists we're fighting there, the Maoist rebels in Nepal, to power. It's like deja vu all over again. But in 1952, I mean, everybody wanted to know why it was that the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie foundations had been backing the communist Chinese, rather than the nationalists who wanted to establish a democratic form of government. And so in 1952, they appointed Congressman Cox to investigate the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, and he up and died. So So in 1953, there was a Republican-controlled Congress. The only time between 1953 and 1994, the Republicans controlled Congress, and as a result, they appointed this committee to try to investigate the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, and Norman Dodd was the director of research. So pick up the story there, Charlotte.
Yes, well, the committee really did focus enormously on the role of the foundations in changing our American education system from academics and a love of America and our economic system, et cetera, to a socialist system. And one can go back as well to 1934 when the Carnegie Corporation finished with the report that they commissioned on education. And I have that commission report, the last book, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And right in there, this is 20 years before the Rees Committee investigation, right in that report, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, it states that they would basically use the schools to change America from a free, individualistic, the direct quote, economy, to a socialist, planned economy in the New Order.
And that was
Carnegie. And then so 20 years later, we have this investigation, which makes a lot of sense. It did take a while, didn't it? And that's what they were up to. And one has to understand that Carnegie never stopped, never missed a beat. I always say that Carnegie has made it very easy for me to track their activities, because it was every single year Carnegie was putting money into some, function, whether it was national testing or the creation of the Education Commission of the States, or whether it was in 1985, same time Reagan signed the agreements with Gorbachev, signing the major agreement with the Soviet Academy of Science, and then later on in the 90s with Mark Tucker putting, the National Alliance for Education and the Economy, putting in the Soviet Polytech system school to work, which is what we're looking at right now. And the tragedy there, and we will talk about this later, perhaps, Stan, is that the neoconservatives have been deeply involved in this, deeply to the extent that I have been able to track them. Their role is to get the American people to accept publicly funded private education, which is charter schools and choice and vouchers. And this is the end of American free education for us. Bernard Shaw said it way back. He said the minute, that Americans, or anybody for that matter, accepts money, he said nothing will more quickly destroy independent Christian schools than state aid. Their freedom and independence will soon be compromised, and before long, their faith. Now, that is the most important thing happening in American education right now. I know people probably don't understand that. You folks out there, homeschoolers, private schools, Christian schools, independent schools, you're the target. And unfortunately, we have to put the blame mostly at the neoconservatives.
But they're not conservatives, they're socialists. And you understand that.
With the National Education Association, working with Fawn Spady up in Washington State, working with the left to put this publicly funded private education in through vouchers and charter schools, because they're smart. They know this will give them total control of the education system, which will become, in effect, nothing but the Soviet polytech school-to-work system, where your child will have absolutely no choice in what he wants to do in the future, where he will be tracked, where he will receive only the number of dollars for his ability according to them. If they think he's not particularly bright in fourth grade and he would make a good janitor, then they will probably put $1,000 on him a year. The money will follow the child according to the determination by the public-private partnership, which is the school-to-work agenda. It started under Ronald Reagan, by the way, public-private partnership, corporate fascism. The money will follow the child and pay for whatever training they have, they, in quotes, at the international level, all the way down to the local level, have decided is necessary, and they will not train for jobs that don't exist. That's a direct quote from Professor Eugene Boyce, who was writing on communist education. So, let's get back to Norman Dodd. This is why Norman Dodd was so upset when he heard that Ronald Reagan had signed the agreements in 1985 with Gorbachev, the merger of the public school, our public school system with the Soviets. Norman Dodd, really, at his age, he could have had a heart attack. And we held a special ceremony for him in the Senate caucus building, and we brought him up from Virginia, wonderful man, and we gave him a tremendous honors for the work he had done. And he said at that time that this had to stop. And Senator Jesse Helms promised Norman Dodd that he would see that these hearings were resumed and that we would do something about this agreement with the Soviets. But Senator Jesse Helms never did tiddly poo.
Well, unfortunately, well, we have our heroes. I mean, we know that Ronald Reagan was against big government, and yet he increased the size of government far more than any previous president. We know he was in favor of a balanced budget, but he never had a balanced budget. We know that he was against deficit spending, and yet it took 200 years to have a $1 trillion federal debt. When Ronald Reagan left office, we had a $2.7 trillion federal debt. But we know he was a conservative, because everybody says he was a conservative. We know he was an anti-communist, and yet he ended up embracing Gorbachev. And yet, you have to ask yourself why. We know that he was responsible for the defeat of communism, and yet, of course, we have the greatest menace to America today in communist China, which we are funding as they are in full military production for war. And you have to ask yourself, why are these things happening? They just don't make sense.
Well, that's true, and I think I personally believe that there really never was a Cold War. And I've come to the conclusion that I'm correct. And there is a very interesting quote in my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And if you look under Roy Ash in the index, you'll see Roy Ash, I think he was Litton Industries, way back in the early 70s, gave a speech to the Chamber of Commerce in California somewhere in regard to the White House conference on the economy in the 21st century. And he just come from there. And it was very interesting what he said. And the reason I recall it so well is because he quoted an individual from Belgium who my husband went to school with, his brother, by the name of Jean Frère, with the Bank of Brussels or something. And he quoted this Jean Frère back then. And Jean Frère, you can look it up in the book, I don't have it in front of me right away, but he basically said, he forecast, this is in the 70s, he said in the 90s, the free market countries and the communist countries will all be working together, and there will be no problems anymore, and it will be one world international system economy. And all, I thought to myself, wow, isn't that interesting? In other words, the whole fall of communism was one phony ploy. They knew what they were doing. Well, it was planned way ahead of time.
They've always known what they were doing, you know.
And it's so important, and it really aggravates me so much, Stan, when some of our leading conservatives, some of whom I've worked with for years, and I'm not going to mention one particular name, but this constant beating the drum for President Reagan. I mean, really, let's be honest. What is more important, President Reagan or our children's future? Keeping him up on a pedestal as being the person who ended the Cold War, that is so much baloney. It just infuriates me. And I know people say, how do you dare say those things on radio? Well, how can I not say it? How can you not say what you say? I think of my children and everybody's children. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Well, you know, if Ronald Reagan really controlled the world, ended communism. Why is the Russian Duma today totally controlled by the Communist Party? Why do the communists control the Russian military and the
yes.
Russian KGB? And why is the current president of Russia an ex-KGB official? You know, Colonel Putin was a KGB official, just as, before him, we'd seen Gorbachev coming from the KGB to become premier of Russia, and then before him, Andropov coming from the KGB to be the head of Russia. Do we really have free elections and free expression in Russia today? And of course not. But, you see, we have our perception that has
nothing
to do with reality.
And, the media certainly does provide the fodder for the perceptions. But, I ask myself, if communism fell, if the Soviet Union fell apart, why do we have agreements with the Soviet Union in education when it fell apart? I mean, they don't use the word Soviet Union anymore, but why are we implementing the Soviet system? Why are we implementing the Pavlovian dog training system across the board, across the country? Why are we implementing the school to work? Why are our children being pulled out of school at noon and sent to the insurance company or the mortuary or wherever, just as they do in Cuba? Why, if it's dead, why are we not moving back to our free enterprise system and not having anything to do with public-private partnerships, sustainable development, etc.? What's going on, folks? Ask that question.
Well, it's much easier not to ask, if communism is really dead, then why do they have a communist government in North Korea and in Vietnam and in Cuba and in China and in Rhodesia? And why are we backing the Maoist rebels in Nepal, who are about to take over that tiny country? And it's exactly what we did back in 1947 and 48 and 49 to bring communism to China. And people don't understand. It's deja vu all over again, because our attention is fixed on the wicked terrorists over there in the Middle East. And, of course, the possibility we may soon be at war with Iran. And so they distract us with that as we lose our freedom here at home. And as American military and financial power is used to bring authoritarian governments throughout the world. And we talk about our desire for democracy, and then we finance and back Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Pakistan. And, in fact, we are financing dictatorships all throughout the world today. But we can't let the American people know the real purpose of American foreign policy. That's the tragedy. The American people believe what they read in the newspaper, and unfortunately, our children believe what they're taught in school.
Well, of course. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, children are wonderful when they're little ones. The parents send them off to school. I mean, all of us have been to school. When we were in school, didn't we figure that we were there because our parents approved of what was going in that school? Surely we didn't think that, mom and dad really hate this place and that's why they're sending me here. No, the children figure that what's going on in the school has got to be right.
Well,
because the parents keep
too.
Them in there.
The parents don't understand, Charlotte. If they really understood what they were doing, they would do anything they could to get their child out of that school, and if they had to homeschool them.
Well, often, I think often the parents, and it's very, very sad, the situation with the Federal Reserve and et cetera, the policies of this country have been focused on making it impossible for a family to get along on one salary, just about. And although homeschoolers certainly do manage to do it because they sacrifice. But that has happened, and you have them scrambling around, sometimes three jobs, to try to make a living. They've got children that are sick or dogs or one thing or the other, all the problems all of us have in families. And I was thinking the other day, it's really not too difficult to understand why the American people, especially the parents, the young parents, just don't have time to figure out what's going on. And they only have access, with some exceptions like you, Stan, to the major media that lies to them.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isabel, who has worked for the government for many years, but now she's trying to expose what they're doing. We'll be back here in just a moment.
I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey. And before we go on, Charlotte, I want to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your regular website, and then the new one, American Deception.
Okay. For those who are not on the Internet, they can contact me by just calling me. And my number is 207-442-0543. That's in Maine. And then I have my primary website, which I've had for about 6 years, which basically deals with my book, but has a lot of other things in it, articles I've written and interviews, etc. But that's the primary website for The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, my book, is Deliberate Dumbing Down, the three words together, Deliberate Dumbing, D-U-M-B-I-N-G, down.com. And actually, when you go to that website, there is a link, you'll see it, to my new, my secondary website, which I set up for, initially I put the Reese Committee hearings up there, and I'm putting a lot of old, original research on that particular website, AmericanDeception.com.
And of course, you have the Cox Committee report.
Yeah.
You have a lot of the old
and Don, some of the wonderful Don Bell reports,
Bell, right.
And Maureen Heaton's book that really never got out too much because she died, and Wonderful Great Patriot, which deals very much with California and Governor Reagan's role in regionalism, in gun controls, and everything. Wonderful book by Maureen Heaton is free on that website.
And I think
Also, my website now, my book, DeliberateDumbingDown.com, is free as a download, PDF. So people can, nobody really wants to spend their all that time reading my 700-page book, but it's very good to have it as a download to make references. And, of course, you're always going to want to have the hard copy. But to be able to go in there and get all of this research free is really great. And I did it for that reason, because I feel, as I did with the Reese Committee hearings and Cox Committee hearings, it's very, very late. And Americans don't have access anymore, with the exception of people like Dr. Stan and a few others, to the true conservatism that existed prior to 1960. There is no place for us to go. This is tragic. I do not have confidence in the major conservative organizations any longer, with some very few exceptions. And that is my main reason for putting this information out there. People have got to know what really has happened. They're not being told by many of the conservative groups. They're not being told to focus. They're kept in a box. They're, for instance, if I were you out there, the first question I would ask of a conservative organization that you are giving money to is, what is your position on school choice? And if they say they support school choice, don't you ever give them another penny, because school choice is the vehicle to control from the UN every single school in the United States of America and homeschool. And once that happens, what's the answer?
Well,
there will
Charlie,
be
what,
no
what is the al-
hope
what is
for
the
a
alternative?
Free America.
What is the alternative?
The alternative is doing exactly what homeschoolers are doing, continuing with that, taking your children out. You have to forfeit the new car, whatever it is. You have to teach your children at home and never, ever go near any sort of virtual, that means computers, kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum, like William Bennett's curriculum, which he admitted to homeschoolers in Ohio, was federally funded, and they would have to take the federal test. So don't go near any charter school that is a virtual school. I would stay away from computer curriculum. Definitely, you can use computers for research if you want, but do not go near any computer curriculum. And as far as private schools are concerned, there are still some good ones. I can think of a wonderful one in Ohio, which is Pastor Patrick. Incredible. He's been one of the stalwarts in the Christian school community, the only one probably who refuses to take a penny from the federal government. And yet, he has this fabulous school. What I'm asking Christian pastors to do right now is to start their own schools. Make it possible for Americans to educate their children properly. Make it possible, but never, ever, ever, not a tuition tax credit, not a voucher, not a scholarship, not a charter school. All of these labels that I've just mentioned are part of the long agenda by the Carnegie Corporation, the Rand Corporation, all the people on the left and the right. This is their agenda, to control American education, thereby controlling your children and the future. And it's very sad what I have to tell you today. It's very, very sad. And I think back to Paul Weyrich, 1981, American Legislative Education Council. He admitted, he said, we are radicals who want to change the existing power structure. We are not conservatives. And he mailed to 16,000 state and federal officials and legislators a suggested educational voucher. Now look, these are facts, folks. You can find that quote in my book. Go to Virginia Burt Baker, B-A-K-E-R. In my book. Look it up. The book is free download. Look up that quote. Find out who your friends are and who your enemies are. We don't have very many friends. That's why I put all this stuff out there free.
Well, I appreciate so much the fact that you do have that information. You have the Reese Committee report, and know, I went back, I spent three or four days back to the Library of Congress actually copying my own copy of it. I didn't do anywhere near as good a job as you did, and now it's free, available up on the net. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the people of great wealth are pushing socialism, not because they want to redistribute their wealth. They want to redistribute your wealth and impoverish you and raise your living standard to that of the Bolivian peasant. That's what the whole idea of the earth is flat. Thomas Friedman's new book, The Earth is Flat. Everybody will be equal. Yes, we will. We will all be equal under the heel of this new world order. Or as O'Brien said in George Orwell's 1984, like a boot stamping on a human face forever. That's what it's about.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's about. And let me point out one thing, because there must be listeners there who are just saying, how can she come down so hard on the conservative movement? Let me tell you that this has been the greatest tragedy, I think, in my life, to have found out that the very people that I really like, and I still like, right, but these very people with whom I've worked have done this, have switched sides. It is tragic, and I think of it often myself. Can you imagine? I mean, there are listeners out there. I've been in this since 1975. I've worked with every single one of these groups. I worked in the U.S. Department of Ed as a Reagan appointee, hoping we could bring down that horrible monster at 400 Maryland Avenue. It did not happen. I found out that the person I admired the most, Ronald Reagan, wasn't what I had been told he was. So
well, hold on.
Sad, very sad.
We'll be back in just a minute with Charlotte, and we'll welcome your call to 970-685-8255.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Our guest is Charlotte Isabey, certainly one of my favorite guests, and we have Mary Ann calling in. Hi, Mary Ann, where are you calling from?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good morning, Charlotte.
Morning.
I apologize if you've already covered this. We're hearing about just how they are planning to just get rid of homeschooling.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Homeschooling that you totally control. They want homeschooling. They're very much in favor of it, but it's going to be controlled from the school district central office with a computer.
Right.
And I was told in 1981, this is a good question of yours because I can give you an answer, by the head of the Office of Libraries and Learning Technology in my old office, Educational Research and Improvement Department of Ed, good man, he explained something to me because I was saying, well, wow, look at that software, you know, it's NEA software in math. And I said, wow, you know, you don't even have to go to school. You can just do that at home. And he answered me, he said, well, Charlotte, you have to remember, in the future, all education will take place in the home.
Hmm.
And he said, but, this is very interesting for people who understand the UN's lifelong learning program, but we will always have the schools for socialization purposes. And that would be the school-based clinics. That would be the lifelong learning referred to by the National Alliance of Business as kindergarten through age 80.
Wow.
Under the umbrella of the school. Unelected councils. This is the Soviet system. Very interesting. Now, whether what he said is going to happen or not with all the learning taking place in the home, I think that a great deal of it will, and the child will be going back and forth to the little charter school where he will be learning the skills for the workforce.
Right.
And these little charter schools could be within the big school, because they're building these huge Taj Mahals now. You're going to have little schools within big schools. The little school would be the charter school for the workforce training. So that is probably what we're looking at, and people have absolutely got to wake up, because this is not only a change in our education system, but it is closely linked to a change in our representative form of government, where we will no longer have elected officials. This is all in the community education research that many of us have. I hope you will go on my website, both of them, deliberatedumbingdown.com,
right,
and americandeception.com. Just about everything I've talked about today is on both of those websites.
Right.
But I'm glad you called, because you gave me the opportunity to explain that.
Yeah.
One of the New American School Development Corporation design teams was exactly what you're going to be looking at. It had a setup it was funded by the business community, by the way, huh? Don't forget that. The school district office is in the center, and it is hooked in to the homeschooler via the computer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, that is a New American School Development Corporation design team. I can't remember the name of it right now, but, be very, very cautious, as I said. The question to be asked always is, do you support school choice?
Right.
And I'm not talking about homeschool, traditional school choice. School choice, which is 100% perfect, is what we've always had. You pay. The parent has to fork the money out themselves.
Yeah.
Whether it's homeschool, private school, Christian school, whatever. No tax money from any level whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Whatever the government subsidizes, the government controls.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
The target is mind and soul of your child.
They're hooked. So this is all on deliberate dumbing down or American deception.
Right.
Yeah, and the americandeception.com is linked. If you go to deliberatedumbingdown.com, you'll see the separate link there for American Deception. You can just click on that. You've got both of them together.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Marianne. And
so
the thing is, people have to understand this whole idea of faith-based, religion, these grants to faith-based religion organizations, that's simply buying the support of our major ministries. Because if the government's putting the money out, the government is going to control what they're doing. And you could never gotten away with that with a Democratic administration. But when a Christian administration wants to give government to the churches to bring them under control, everybody's cheering. Hello?
Hello, I'm there.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up the program. This
okay, fine. Well, it's been fun and good as usual with you, Dr. Stan. And I guess the subject has been school choice, and it's a very, very serious, I would say, number one subject for parents out there. Careful, careful. Do not go for any of these school choice proposals. And the other thing is that watch carefully for any changes in your community where they're taking away your elected officials. That's regionalism, which is communism. And that's happening through sustainable development. You guys out there, you're right in the middle of the biggest mess. I know it. And I wish you well, and God bless all of you. God bless Dr. Stan. And we all just keep doing what we do.
That's all we can, and hopefully the people out here will learn, and then they begin to tell others who will tell others who will tell others. And don't worry if people don't want to hear what you have to say. Tell them anyway. Ask them questions. Because as things grow worse, they will remember what you said. So, Charlotte, God bless you. Thank you for everything you're doing. We'll look forward to having you back on some more of our programs in the very near future.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Charlotte Isabey, and Charlotte's always a pleasure to have with us. I hope you understand that people of great wealth are the ones who are pushing these socialists. Well, they've got a lot of useful idiots in our universities and our city councils, people who think they understand socialism. But it's really all about a power structure and a new ruling elite. It's all about the ideas that were put forward by Plato in his Republic, a ruling oligarchy. And everyone else under subjection, all women belonging to all men, the breakdown of the family, the children belonging to the state. And don't the children belong to the state today? We'll be back in just a moment. Stop at this morning program here on the American Freedom Network.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I understand, and we do actually carry Charlotte's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It's available through Radio Liberty, and we have a number of other books on education. Certainly the book of The Brave New Schools by Barrett Schoss, excellent book. John Stormer's None Dare Call It Education. FedEx by Alan Quist, and a four-tape set that goes with that, and a four-tape set on outcome-based education. I think probably one of the most important books in my library is Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's the story of the Reese Committee hearings we were talking about earlier. And if you'd like to hear my interview with Norman Dodd, who is Director of Research for the Reese Committee, as he tells you about the plan to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. You want to get my four tapes up? The Secret Government. That's The Secret Government. The interview with Professor Quigley and the interview with Norman Dodd and my talk on geopolitics are there. It's a great four tapes. That's The Secret Government. And we have so much great information that will help you understand what is really going on in the world today. But to grasp the significance of how these things could be happening and we wouldn't know, well, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, which is a compilation of our newsletters and some of the newsletters Dr. Dennis Cuddy had written on me on the occult hierarchy. So they're all available by calling Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that some of you out there would be willing to help Radio Liberty as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, trying to educate the American people. And what a privilege it is to be here on the American Freedom Network and the Genesis Network and the Republic Network and the Radio Liberty Network and the Soundwave Network. And we do reach people. But of course, we need your help to do it. So if you believe, as I do, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and there really are secret societies out there, like the Order of the Garter and the Iranian Secret Society that wants to plunge the world into a Holocaust, and comparable secret societies here in America that want to plunge the world into a nuclear Holocaust. If you believe that behind all of this there are dark and sinister Luciferian forces, we hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Remember our number again, 1-800-544-8927, our website, www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs directly or indirectly there 5 hours a day and not get a thing accomplished, but you'll get a lot of education. And, of course, you can pull us down on Telstar 5. And if you want more information, go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have information on that. And then, of course, we have information on so many subjects on my website. You're welcome to pull down our newsletters, to copy our audio programs, and they're available. They're archived. They're available on MP3. It's up to you to reach others. America is headed into World War III, and with disastrous consequences, because they plan to destroy our economy, they plan to destroy many of our citizens, and millions will die. They know exactly what they're doing. That's why they're not stockpiling the medicines that would be needed to protect the lives of American citizens. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And so until tomorrow, Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Hi, I'm Linda with BillOfRightsPress.com. What are you doing this Sunday afternoon?
I'm going to be with you at the BillOfRightsPress.com book bazaar at the KHNC radio station. Hello?
No, not you, the listeners.
Oh, well, maybe they'll be at the book bazaar with us.
I hope so. We'll have our books on sale.
Let me guess, all those books
that the government wishes would just go away.
And we'll be donating a portion of our sales to KHNC to help keep them on the air.
That's this Sunday, February 19th, at the KHNC radio station in Johnstown.
From 1 until 5 with BillOfRightsPress.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Network, I'm Dick Shannon. The Filipino island of Leyte is being pounded by one disaster after another. A landslide has crashed into a village, burying nearly everything in its path under tons of mud. A small earthquake followed, and now flash floods are inundating the area. The government's stepping in, beginning a massive rescue effort, according to Filipino President Gloria Arroyo.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Southern Leyte today. The full resources of the government are being harnessed to bring the biggest possible rescue and relief resources to you, the fastest way possible.
Meanwhile, fierce storms roaring across the Midwest and into the Northeast, leaving many communities in disarray. The storm tore a roof off an Indiana church, hit Arkansas with hail, and cut power to thousands in Michigan. In western New York, powerful winds caused schools to close. Highs in Minnesota, single digits, wind chills as low as 40 below through the weekend. This is IRN.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For a free rate quote, call 1-800-554-2835. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote, 1-800-554-2835. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-800-554-2835. That's 1-800-554-2835.
Federal officials say they found insufficient evidence to charge the former mayor of Spokane, Washington, with abusing his office to meet young gay men over the Internet. Former mayor happy with how the investigation turned out.
They searched my three personal computers from my home and my city-owned computer. They indicated with their action that there was no reason to think that a crime was committed.
Jim West says he feels vindicated by the decision. Vice President Dick Cheney giving a speech to Wyoming lawmakers. The speech was planned before last weekend's accidental shooting. Authorities in Texas have wrapped up their investigation and will not be filing any charges. International Coal Group planning to contest citations it got for the West Virginia coal mines, where 14 miners died last month. Mine owners say safety notations are nothing new in operations that are so vast and intricate, according to correspondent John Raby.
There's just so much to look over in a mine that it's no surprise that citations may be issued. Of course, the company ICG says that they'll continue to address promptly any violations or other concerns that are raised.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Ever think about retirement? Certainly.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer, a natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamair products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.